Let's jump over to the livestock side. Cattle futures, they say they've restored their gains after the dip, but we're still waiting on some cash.
Well, and it's the cash-led market. The futures are really feeling like this market's gone high enough. It's chopping around, wanting to see what happens with consumer demand, box beef prices, and I think any further upside to the futures will be led by the cash market. So we'll wait and see what probably happened tomorrow. Hogs, they too are just the futures are at a substantial discount to the cash market, but with the cash dropping off as quickly as it's been, I think the traders are waiting to see if the cash will come to them or if they will need to bring that market back up a little bit.
Do you think there's some optimistic thoughts on these hogs, that they'll be able to steal away the buyers from the beef because beef is so priced as it is?
Well, that's the concern with the beef traders, is that with the box beef price getting higher, what will the consumer demand do with the competing meats? And that's just going to be a little bit of a wait and see as we get into this holiday season.
And, of course, still dealing with some tight supplies, but it seems like I like one broker said pork and chicken were eating away at buying interest.
Well, you know, the cattle market has got a little bit higher weights right now, which is adding some supply to the market. Overall, though, it will be tight supplies throughout the foreseeable future, and the pork and the chicken can definitely eat away at that as they can respond to those supply issues quicker.